Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. I'm Jen Cutter. T-Mobile has now confirmed hackers gained access to its system and in a statement claims to have not yet determined if personal customer data was involved. T-Mobile's statement continues with, "We are confident that the entry point used to gain access has been closed, and we are continuing our deep technical review of the situation across our systems to identify the nature of any data that was illegally accessed." Yesterday's report from Motherboard noted social security numbers, phone numbers, names, physical addresses, and more were available from the breach. The information sources say that Wangtu Zhongwen Technology, owned by three Chinese state entities, took a 1% stake in ByteDance's Chinese entity. Sources also say, as part of the deal, the Chinese government can appoint a board director with ByteDance. This would reportedly not give the Chinese government any stake in TikTok. According to a Walmart job listing, the company is looking to hire a cryptocurrency and digital currency product lead senior director. This position will be tasked with developing the digital currency strategy and product roadmap, as well as identifying further investment and partnership opportunities in crypto. Blue Origin, the Jeff Bezos-founded aerospace manufacturer, has sued NASA for awarding SpaceX a $3 billion contract for the next lunar lander. A company spokesperson told the Register, "Blue Origin filed suit in the U.S. Court of Federal Claims in an attempt to remedy the flaws in the acquisition process found in NASA's human landing system. The company alleges NASA originally promised to fund development of multiple landers, but instead picked only SpaceX's proposal." Microsoft is testing some new Xbox Series X features with their Alpha Skip-Ahead group, Night Mode, and a new 4K dashboard. Night mode allows gamers to dim the screen and apply nighttime filters, while the 4K dashboard is a visual quality of life update for those with 4K screens. Currently, there's no timeline for a wider release of these features. Colonial Pipeline is sending letters to over 5,800 current and former employees, warning them their personal information was breached in the DarkSide ransomware attack back in May. The company is offering victims of the hack 2 years of credit monitoring and identity restoration services, while urging victims to check their credit reports for unauthorized activity. Google is updating Chrome's incognito page to clarify what is and isn't tracked in the mode. This new incognito landing page is only available in Chrome Canary at the moment, with headers pointing out it does not make you invisible online and that ISPs, employers, and schools can still track which sites are visited. The California Department of Fair Employment and Housing has asked the Los Angeles Superior Court to compel Riot Games' compliance with a court order from June 2021, requiring the company to send notice to employees about the right to speak to the government. The statement reads, in part, "The notice will advise workers of their right to speak freely with the government about unlawful workplace practices and participate in DFEH's pending action, without fear of retaliation, regardless of non-disparagement and non-disclosure terms in their settlement agreements." A ruling from the California Public Utilities Commission has ordered T-Mobile to show cause why it should not be sanctioned by the commission for violating a CPUC rule with false, misleading, or omitted statements. In 2020, T-Mobile was granted approval for the Sprint acquisition by agreeing to sell Boost Mobile to Dish Network, but are now under scrutiny for statements, including T-Mobile's claim that its CDMA network would be available to Boost customers until migrated to the Dish network for up to 3 years. The CPUC can fine T-Mobile up to $100,000 for each offense. OnlyFans, most known for their not-safe-for-work content, has begun promoting their app OFTV, which contains no nudity and is available on iOS, Android, Roku, and Amazon Fire. Chief Executive Officer of OnlyFans, Tim Stokely, told Bloomberg the company is able to be on the App Store since there's no adult content and no monetization. The service is free and is also ad-free. TikTok has partnered with music streaming service Audius, which is powered by Ethereum blockchain. Audius has approximately 5 million users and over 100,000 artists on the service, including Skrillex, Weezer, and Diplo. This partnership enables any artist on Audius to export music as a TikTok sound in one click. For more discussion on the tech news of the day, subscribe to the Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, where you can also find the show notes and links to every headline. Please remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines on your podcast service of choice. From everyone here at Daily Tech Headlines, thanks for listening.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.